We saw Annabelle last night on date night for $5. $5 each. Get your movie tickets. $5 right here, right here. I like going early Saturday morning. Early Sunday morning works too. We don't usually do that one. Or anytime on Tuesday in the evening because it's a fiver each. And we saw Annabelle. And I really had a good time with it. I'm not going to spoil anything about it. I don't think I will. If I am going to spoil it, I will make sure to go back and say that. I'm just going to say I had fun. It was predictable in parts, and I knew parts where I was going to jump, but I still jumped. I still had fun. I don't know. I like that kind of thing. I like going into a movie. I didn't have any expectation. I'd seen one Annabelle before, maybe The Conjuring. I don't know. It's unnecessarily confusing to me, The Conjuring and the Annabelle and the whole kind of thing, but I had fun. I really enjoyed it. I liked getting out, and guess what? We did. We finished up the papers yesterday, got them all sorted, and I forgot to say, hey, this is Ivy the Happy Whisk, and I'm all about living simple, having fun, and creating more. And if you're into that kind of thing, well, then welcome aboard. You've come to the right podcast, because that is what it is about. Back in 2016, I decluttered to the tune of 95% of my stuff, and let me tell you what, people, I'm sitting today. I was taking a little break in the middle after breakfast or before lunch or whenever, took a break, listened to some podcast, played a little Zumba on the Xbox, and I was just looking around at everything and going, I love it. You know what? It's not done. The trailer is still, parts of it are still falling apart, and we have to decide if we're going to put a wall in and all that kind of stuff, but just the less stuff. And I'm looking at the bulk of what I own is my pantry, is actually consumables, food, like beans and grains and millet and quinoa and all those words. I have it all. So I have that. And then I have my flowers, like my Canadian sprouted spelt, best spelt in history of ever. Canada does it. They do it the best. I've had a lot of them. This one's the best for brown. And I would say German, probably the best for the white one. But I'm not here to talk about spelt or even ingredients, just to say that that's the bulk of what I own. And when I look at it, I'm even looking forward to condensing that down even more. And the things that I have in the kitchen, there really aren't that many things. And I'm looking forward to piecing the cupboards back together. I have an idea. When I fell asleep last night, somewhere between awake and asleep, you know, that like that little space in between, I had an idea to build a carcass. And then I'm not sure if I'm going to have the carcass with the doors swinging out and shelves in the middle, or if I'm just going to have pull-out drawers yet. I don't know yet, but I got this idea, and I have this little nook for it, and I think I'm going to put it on casters, because I really like that idea of moving my kitchen around so that it can all go back in place. And once the floor is flat again, I'll be able to do yoga in there in the wintertime, which will be really nice. That'll be so nice. Right now, I could do it in the back deck or on Tim's office and his floor. Anyway, I don't know. I'm rambling. I really don't have a podcast, just to say that I'm enjoying less stuff. I'm enjoying getting through those papers. And if you are thinking about decluttering and you haven't done it yet, oh my God, I hope you do it. And if you have done it, let us know. I mean, it is just a game changer. It's been since 2016. Nothing has grown back. I'm very, 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 very happy to have less stuff. And it is shocking to me. I haven't been shocked in a while about how little I own. But yesterday and today, I guess, today really, as I was sitting there playing Zumba, listening to podcasts, looking at this one shelf where the bulk of everything I own is on it, and thinking, I really don't have a lot of stuff. Like, I really don't have a lot of stuff. But it just affords me more space to make video podcasts. And Tim wants to do a writing thing coming up and an adventure. And you know what? I don't know if it's the whole reading the Dresden Files, watching Stranger Things. I'm now reading another fiction book again. This is like a chick book. It's like a chick adventure. I think it's called like the Maple Syrup Mysteries. It's set in Canada. I've only read one chapter last night because I couldn't sleep after Annabelle. And I was like, yeah, I'm back into fiction. And I'm actually considering taking out my manuscript and giving it a read. I don't know. We'll see. It's a Halloween one. You know, Halloween's around the corner. And I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about pulling it out and putting it in together and maybe self-publishing it. I don't know. I never even tried to publish it for real. But it's just something I'm thinking about. Will I do it? I don't know. There's a whole heck of a lot going on. And I think that's about it, people. I don't know if this... I don't even have a topic for this. I don't even have a title. Untitled Podcast by The Happy Wiz. Thank you for coming along. I hope that your day is wonderful. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're eating. My Instapot exploded twice today. I guess that's news. I have cleaned it up once, and now I have to go clean it up a second time. But I sealed the lid. Maybe the rest will finish cooking. I ended up doing a whole bunch of labs today. I wrote a whole bunch of food, got it written, got it done, got it written out. Because you know what? I said I wasn't going to be lazy. And so I just made sure I took that effort to write everything out longhand in my yellow book. I have this beautiful yellow book. It's summer, so I'm kind of into yellow right now. So I did that, and I'm happy about that. I can't afford to be lazy. I can't just do the video. I have to write everything out as well so that it's publishable online or printable online. I just can't afford to be lazy in that area. And I don't know if I mentioned this, but I was making room for the treadmill yesterday to open it down. His name is Monster. It's huge. I absolutely love this treadmill. This morning, got up, did my 44 minutes on the treadmill, and it was fantastic. And when I'm done with this, I'm going to go out and mow the backyard. And that's what I love about getting up and doing it. If I don't get up and do it first, though, I won't do it. I started the laundry, and I caught myself. I'm like, okay, you're starting the laundry. You're doing this stuff. You're getting ready to do a lab, which just means writing a bake or writing something that I'm writing out. Food, you know, food that I'll share later. And that caught myself. I was like, no. Get your tissue on the treadmill. Get it done early. I get it done first. And then I'm more likely to exercise again, like now. I'm ready to go mow the backyard. So that's that. And I think I'm finally... I gotta stop saying I'm done talking when I'm not done. Does anyone else do this as much as I do? Oh my God. All right. Now, if you want to check out my videos, go to youtube.com/thehappywhisk or youtube.com/Ivy's Test Kitchen or head on over to Patreon and throw a buck in the tip jar or check me out on MeWe. I'm Ivy the Happy Whisk, and it's been a pleasure to yap to you about nothing. Whisk out.